Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. Sorry we're a bit late on the air. I'm going to go ahead and bring Roy on the air. Roy is with us tonight. Are you there, Roy?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, we can talk a little bit about the charts if you want. There's different kinds of charts when it comes with the pendulum, and how you use the pendulum is simply get a string and put it around a pendulum. You can also buy just a regular pendulum. There's different stones that you can use with the pendulum. And there's different charts out there that will tell you different things. Like you can even work on astrology charts if you know astrology, or you can just simply make your own chart. It's almost like remote viewing. You can find missing things, missing objects. Identify your health, your wealth, your dental. Also identify, you know, what's going on with your garden or your home or in different investments, things like that. And then you can even ask the timing and the strength if it's the right timing for you. So there's different options you can do with these charts that I have. Is there anything you want to add to that, Roy?
No, on these charts, I can you see the percentage, you know, of what, you know, percentage, you know, when you ask a question, you know, on the chart?
Well, I'll give you a percentage, and then it'll do different things like that, percentages. It will give you the strength, the energy strength, depending on what you want to ask or questions. But yeah, it goes from 50 to 100. So
wow.
There are different percentages that you can ask.
And what about if it showed a low percentage? What is that something that you would want to, you know, pursue?
Yeah, I think it would be something you want to pursue. And I think a lot of people, they have more yes and no questions more than they do regular questions or what's going on in the situation. They just want a quick answer. So I think yes and no questions are a very popular thing for a lot of people, and it's a lot of fun.
And how effective is this pendulum?
Well, it's very effective, and it can help a lot of people. Can help people to overcome addictions. It can reverse, basically do like a cancer reversal, reverse any kind of illnesses or diseases. It'll tell you the certain things that you need for your body to reverse the cancer cells. And it just pinpoints everything that's in your DNA that will heal you of that disease or disorder that you have.
So have you seen very good results using this pendulum?
I have. I've had a lot of testimonials about cancer reversals, oils that I've given people, and they said that's really helped them. And it's also helped to overcome a lot of their illnesses. So it has been very accurate lately.
That's interesting, and you mentioned that to you, the pendulum is like muscle testing. How would you describe that?
Well, muscle testing is similar like the Geotran. It's it's similar to the GeoTram because you're pinpointing certain things that could actually help you in certain areas. And things that it can, like I say, identify what's in your DNA that can help you. And it communicates with the soul, with the higher power and the spirit of your higher self. So that's kind of what I get from it, is that I'm kind of like the conduit behind the pendulum, and I just allow the energy to flow through me from the universe through my crown chakra and make that connection.
That's real interesting. And is there anything else that the pendulum can do? Is it good for people who want to use it for, you know, planting, you know, plants or anything like that? Or if
it
they have
be,
a
it could be used for those reasons. And it could be used for vehicle, dental, health care, family, it could tell you more about people's family, what's going on in the family, you know, if there's any addictions or if there's been any kind of abuse, things like that. It can also channel spirits, spirit guides and angels and ascended masters. So I can go into all kinds of different information. It looks like we got some callers. I don't know if you wanted to start with our callers.
Let's go ahead and start with the first caller.
All right, from the 831 area, you're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Lika, and I'm from California.
And again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. And my name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I've been kind of seeing a gentleman, and I wanted to know if this is going to blossom into something more than friendship.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and check that percentage for you. If it's past 50, you're doing really well. If it goes to 50, then that's a yes. If it's at 45 or 40 or under, then that's a definite no.
Okay.
And right now it's going to 40%. So you need to build that connection a little bit stronger. It's very weak right now. So that would be considered a no.
Okay.
This person, do you know anything about them, or is this somebody new?
He's somebody new. We met last in March, actually a couple of days after my birthday. And we've ran into each other a few times. And in the last week or two, we've spent quite a bit of time just talking and cuddling and just getting to know each other. And I just want to know if we, I mean, there's definitely interest and there's definitely a chemistry there. But we're also very respectful of our space. So I just kind of wondered if I should
pursue
it more.
Do you know his sign?
His birthday is Sunday, so it would be an Aries.
He's an Aries, and what sign are you?
Pisces.
Ethan, what are you getting from that?
Well, first of all, he's a fire and you're a water, so that don't really mix well.
Okay.
And I think your water clutters his fire energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the friction's at.
That's what's causing the 40%?
Yeah, that's what's causing the distance, the connection, because she's too, it's like he's still too cluttered, and he kind of bolts away, and he has a lot of inner anger inside that he's dealing with from his past.
Was he in a bad relationship?
I don't, we've talked about it. I don't feel it was healthy for both of them, no.
Yeah.
He's very humble. He's very personable. But I also feel like he's holding back. And I'm just the opposite. I'm outgoing, it's funny, my intuition, I just couldn't get the beat on this. And
I'm getting that he's holding a lot of secrets.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's part of the bolting.
Yeah.
Well, part of his secrets could be that he did things for the military that he's not allowed to talk about.
Oh, he was in the military then.
Yeah. Marine.
Oh.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't, the reason I laugh is because Adrian experienced something with an ex-Marine also.
Yes.
But she was female.
Uh-huh.
And, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but the military plays a big role in, a lot of people's behavior.
Yes. Agreed.
And a lot of it could be the training or whatever they experienced when they were in the military.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are his secrets.
Those are his secrets, yeah.
Yeah. He loves to work with wood. He makes a lot of wood projects. He's, the first hour we met, he even admitted he was very much an introvert. And I don't think I'm much of an introvert. So.
No.
Well, anyway, is there anything that your guides or your intuition wants to share with me?
Well, I think everything can be fixed. I just think you need to build that connection and that trust with them more.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with him. I just see your signs kind of conflict with each other. But if you can harmonize it to the point where he can trust you and open up to you, then you'll see him gradually open up every day. That's kind of what how I see his energy.
I don't want to hound him every day. He's a pretty busy guy, but we'll work on it. Okay. Could I ask one more question about my career?
Well, I don't mean hound him, but I mean, you'll see signs of him opening up every day.
Great. Great.
That's what I don't mean like clutter him.
Actually, you're right about that. He never used to text me, but he's been checking, just saying hi, how are you doing more frequently, that kind of talk. So, yeah, okay. That works out great.
So that's kind of how I see him.
Yeah. He has his little inner circle of friends, and he's very, he's kind of a creature of habit, where I'm a little more spontaneous. So I see the opposites now that I'm talking out loud about it.
Yeah. Well, your elements are different.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why we were attracted to each other. We were so opposite.
What's interesting is that everyone that we meet, in this lifetime, they were all part of our inner circle
in the past,
in other lifetimes. So whatever that you're experiencing with this, you know, with this person, you know, you experience in another lifetime also. And, you know, whatever help or whatever, you know, assistance that you're giving them, whether it be spiritual or, you know, to help them. See, he helped you in another lifetime. Now you're going to help him.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. That's just my nature. I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
main
thing is, you know, we know that things, there's no coincidence that everything that we experience is for a reason. I tell my son, Adrian, that we meet people for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Have you had a show about that that I could listen to in the archives?
Actually, we have you ever read the book of Carolyn Mice about our sacred contract?
I have. Wait, do I have that book? I don't think I've read it yet, but I know which book you're talking about.
Now, this pretty much breaks it down for you.
Oh, okay.
And I recommend that you read that, you know, if you have some spare time.
Okay, all right.
So that you could have a better understanding of, you know, why we experience the things that we do.
Fantastic. I'm at a stalemate where my job is concerned. Is there any guidance you guys have, messages for me on that?
Nathan, check the percentage and see if this is the right job for her.
Okay. What kind of problems have you been having?
Well, I feel like there's this. Well, there's always chaos, and it's an OBGYN office. And I just don't feel growth there. I just don't feel...
You don't fit in.
Yeah, I feel like an odd puzzle piece. How's that?
Yeah.
And it's not that I challenge them, but I do question why they make their decisions based on what they do.
Yeah.
It's almost like they live for being in chaos. That's how they survive.
Well, yeah, we...
Is that 40%?
I got 40% again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll.
Uh-oh. Well, turmoil.
Yeah. The main thing is... the reason, you know, this happens because these are things that you need to, you know, these are almost like corrections that have to be made.
Okay.
You know, anything that we go through in this lifetime, it's just an experience that we have to go through. And you're not in alignment with what you are supposed to be doing.
Well, you know, it's funny, I applied for a forensics job. I was thinking that might be a better job for me.
And that would be a whole different field for you, wouldn't it?
Well, it applies to science of medicine, and I was a reserve peace officer, so I wanted to sort of combine those two.
Oh. And how does that look on the percentage scale, Agent?
Okay.
Percent.
Ooh. Wow. That's a good one.
That sounds like a better direction.
Uh-huh.
Well, would it be hard for you to... would you be able to meet all the requirements?
I believe so. I have my nursing. I have my law enforcement. I have the only. I probably have to bone up on my pathology a little bit, but as far as
it sounds like you have all the. You've already gone through the, all the hard parts. You just need to finish out. You know.
Okay.
The last stretch out.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm really.
I'm just wondering too, Adrian. When she, you know, if this is what you want, and you do decide to go in that direction, will she be meeting somebody new in that film?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
What? What's my percentage?
Yeah.
How does that, is that? Say that again.
50%.
And you will be meeting somebody new.
Other than David, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Main thing is you want. Not only the kind of career, but you want the kind of relationship that you, you know, have been longing for.
I have been divorced since 2007, and I've gone out a few times. And David was actually the first guy in 7 years that I've actually felt a connection with. But with with the rest of, you know, my life, I just wanted to know where am I going and what am I doing.
But I'm still seeing a question mark there.
A question mark with David or with the job?
Yeah.
Or?
With
David.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Friendship
because you had just jumped out of a past relationship, went with that much time. And then all of a sudden you meet him and...
Well, you know, there were a few gentlemen in between that I went out with, but nothing connected.
But I mean, you really wasn't really that, interested.
Yeah. Those other gentlemen? No, I wasn't. No. Going to nursing school and raising 2 children...
Mm-hmm.
You know, working on me. Yeah, I really, really, really worked hard on physicality, emotional, spiritual, even materialistic. I live very minimal. I don't clutter. I don't like the clutter. It stagnates me.
Yeah.
It makes me feel heavy. So on that note, maybe they have a tech job or something at the sheriff's department in their area.
Main thing is getting your foot in the door.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Once you get your foot in, then, then things will just start falling into place after that.
You know, that could be a possibility. That really could be. It's different than nursing. To be honest, I'm sort of burnt out.
Yeah.
I worked hard for the degree.
Well, let me explain something to you. It took me 37 years before I finally came to a point in my life that I was able to get into something that I enjoyed doing.
Yeah, you know, you just want that job that you get real excited about sharing with others and wanting to, excited about going to work, you know, that sort of thing. So
main thing is you have to find something that you resonate with.
Yeah, and I feel like I've spent a lifetime, I know it's within the interaction of humans or people, whether it be in forensics, people say, oh, that's kind of gruesome. I'm like, no, it's not, because you're giving answers to people who are these loved ones. You know, you're trying to close the door for them. And you learn from it.
Is there any more messages, Adrian, that you have for her?
Oh, please. I could use them.
Well, I'm kind of getting that. What I was thinking was that I'm getting that a lot of this is past life, you know, what you went through with your jobs and with your love relationship. And I know everything boils down back to the past lives, and I think I just wanted to mention that, you know, to identify the situation and I like to bring it out in the open, you know.
Mhm. Mhm.
And I think that's where all the disconnection comes from. Like you feel like those cords are not as strong as you want them to be.
Right.
The compatibility and everything.
Right.
And the chemistry is there. Like you said, it's there. I think this relationship could work out as long as you keep building that foundation.
Mhm. Mhm.
That's gonna take some time, but I feel like it'll build.
The main thing is, more than any, is my guys are telling me that you want the support.
Yeah.
No matter what your decisions are, you know, you want that support of making, you know, your decisions and not allowing somebody to influence you into, you know, doing what you don't want to do.
I need support, being codependent type support, or?
Well, not only, you know, with your career, but, you know, spiritually, you know. And
with my kids.
Yeah.
Somebody who I can share a life with rather than.
Yeah, they have to, you know,
time.
Be right along with you, you know, and whatever you do, you know, that's the main thing. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And that's my, you know, guides that wanted me to, you know, give you that message. And main thing is, Adrian, do we have any more callers right now?
Well, I just want to mention, before we move on, I think even long-distance relationships are very hard also. I've never seen them work out as much, you know.
Right.
I think that's the hard thing for a lot of people.
How do you open up to your guides?
I want to share something, and I just found out about it tonight.
Uh-huh.
And when you mentioned about your guides, this came to me really strong. And it's called Hiring Your Heavens.
Hiring your heavens.
What this book is about is it teaches you how to make contact with your angels and help, and so that they can help you whatever, you know, you're going through right now.
Great.
And, you know, and a lot of this, like you mentioned, you know, how do you contact your guides? Well, this book teaches you that also.
Did you have a dream, or did you just, for yourself, did you just
I just learned about it from a client that we have in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to share that with you, because I read went into Amazon, and they allow you to read the first, you know, a couple of chapters, and I read into it, and it was amazing.
Wow.
I could feel some very strong energy that came from that book. And it's called Hiring Your Heavens.
Hiring Your Heavens. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
You're welcome. And again, we thank you for joining us tonight. And Nathan, we have time for one more caller.
Yes, we have another caller from the 901 area. You're on the air.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Roy.
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Annabelle, and I'm from Tennessee. I'm interested in your work, but I can't find your website, Adrian. How do you spell it?
Ornum.com.
Mm-hmm. And spell it, please.
Can you spell that?
It's Ornum. O-R-U-N-U-M. Ornum.
Okay. O-R-U-N-U-M?
Yeah, N-U-M.
Okay. Do you gentlemen interpret dreams? I'm always in this new subdivision in a new home. I'm either getting one, furnishing it, or showing a new home. What is that about?
How many times have you had this dream?
Three times. Yes.
My guides are telling me that that this is a preparation because you're gonna be moving.
Oh, okay.
Are you planning on going to another state or?
Well, it's possible I can go to another state. Yes, I've been thinking about that because I really want to do something for my father. He's elderly and.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to bring him in.
So he'll be moving in with you when you do move.
Okay, yes. You do see that happening.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's my prayer. That's what I want to happen.
Now,
mm-hmm.
What about, I've seen another family member.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody else?
Oh, probably my older brother. He's in poor health as well. Well, I have like four older brothers that live in the end. They all kind of got some issues.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you see me bringing in another one as well?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about kind of like a nursing home type setup myself. Do you see that happening?
Well, my guides are telling me that you really work good with the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a strong possibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nathan, what's the percentage on that?
Oh.
All right. Let me check my pendulum here.
Okay.
And that is 50%.
So
oh,
that is
great.
A yes. That's a
okay.
That
well,
is a very definite yes.
Well, yeah, it's telling me that I'm just setting this thing up. So I'm so happy about it. I'm happy about it.
The main thing is, and I want to share with you that I did the last caller, is that you need to work with the angels.
Yes.
A little bit closer. In this book that I mentioned, it's called Hiring Your Heavens.
Okay.
In the book, it tells that you can hire a real estate angel.
Oh, okay.
And what this real estate angel will do is set everything up for you, find the place, you know, the home, the location, everything.
Oh.
And then you just allow them to do that for you.
Well, I wrote a letter tonight to the Father God and send the Master Jesus. So I believe in all that. I'm going to buy the book tomorrow.
Right.
Today, rather.
I'll tell you, I read just a small part of it, and I felt a very strong energy that came from it. So,
okay.
Very powerful.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much, and I'm going to go out there and have a look at the website. You got
we thank you for joining us, and we hope we were able to help you with the information that we provided.
Oh, you were, and thank you so much.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Any more callers, Adrian?
The 831 area, you're on the air.
Oh, we just spoke, but thank you. I'm very interested in
Is there another question that you have for us?
Oh, how about my daughter? She's a very brilliant, beautiful girl, but she's 15 and a lot of changes are happening for her.
Does she have a lot of talents?
Oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah.
Because I was getting that she's a very talented girl.
She is. I am very proud of her. She's been having some kidney problems, though. She's constantly, I think it's dehydration myself, but.
My guides are saying that she needs to drink more water.
Yes, agreed.
With alkaline.
Okay. All right.
Especially, you don't let her drink much of bottled water. Get some of the distilled water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the main thing, she needs to flush out those kidneys. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Totally.
Yeah. Does she drink a lot of pop?
Sorry, sir?
Does she drink a lot of soda?
No. Like I told you before, we eat pretty clean. I mean, they get treats, like people bring them cookies.
No, I mean when
really...
she's with her friends or out and about.
No. You know, I couldn't tell you all those things, but she gave up soda probably 45 days ago. She's been doing really well. Yeah. Do you see her doing anything in the future, like a career or my son?
I keep getting that she's going into acting. Yeah.
Okay.
Is she into any acting classes or anything like that?
She does a lot of drama.